The strongest earthquake to hit Ecuador in decades flattened buildings and buckled highways along its Pacific coast, sending the Andean nation into a state of emergency. As rescue workers rushed in, officials said Sunday at least 77 people were killed, over 588 injured, and the damage stretched for hundreds of miles to the capital and other major cities. The magnitude 7.8 quake, the strongest to hit Ecuador since 1979, was centered on Ecuador's sparsely populated fishing ports and tourist beaches, 170 kilometers northwest of Quito, the capital. Vice President Jorge Glass said there were deaths in the cities of Manta, Puerto Viejo, and Guayaquil, all several hundred kilometers from the center of the quake, which struck shortly after nightfall. In Pedernales, a town of 40,000 near the quake's epicenter, dozens of scared residents slept in the streets while men equipped with little more than car headlights tried to rescue survivors who could be heard trapped under rubble. "We're trying to do the most we can, but there's almost nothing we can do," said Gabriel Alcivar, mayor of Pedernales. Alcivar pleaded for authorities to send earth-moving machines and emergency rescue workers as dozens of buildings in the town were flattened, trapping residents among the rubble. He said looting had broken out amid the chaos, but authorities were too busy trying to save lives to reestablish order. "This wasn't just a house that collapsed, it was an entire town," he said. President Rafael Correa signed a decree declaring a national emergency and rushed home from a visit to Rome, urging Ecuadorians to stay strong while authorities handle the disaster. Glass said 10,000 armed forces had been deployed to help. In addition, 4,600 national police were sent to the towns of Manabí, Esmeraldas, and Guayas y Santa Elena. Officials said shelters had been set up and emergency portable hospitals were being deployed. On social media, photos circulated of homes reduced to rubble, a shopping center's roof torn apart, supermarket shelves shaking violently, and a collapsed highway overpass that crushed a car. In Manta, the airport was closed after the control tower collapsed, injuring an air traffic control worker and a security guard. Alberto Reynas, 58, was fishing off the coast of Pedernales when giant waves violently rocked his boat. "It felt the same on sea as it did on land," he said. But he was shaken again when he returned to land to find the facade of his two-story home had fallen off into the streets. He has been unable to communicate with members of his family and spent the night sleeping outdoors with neighbors, keeping a close watch against thieves. "It's pure sadness. Everything is destroyed," he said. In the capital, Quito, terrified people fled into the streets as the quake shook their buildings. It knocked out electricity in several neighborhoods and six homes collapsed, but after a few hours, power was being restored, Quito's mayor Mauricio Rodas said. "I'm in a state of panic," said Zoia Vieira, one of many Quito residents who congregated in the streets. "My building moved a lot and things fell to the floor." Lots of neighbors were screaming and kids crying. Among those killed was the driver of a car crushed by an overpass that buckled in Guayaquil, the country's most populous city. The city's international airport also was briefly closed. Hydroelectric dams and oil pipelines in the OPEC member nation were shut down as a precautionary measure, but so far there were no reports of damage to them. Towns near the epicenter were evacuated as a precautionary measure in case of hazardous tsunami waves, but several hours later authorities said it was safe for coastal residents to return to their homes. Sports events and concerts were canceled until further notice nationwide. "It's very important that Ecuadorians remain calm during this emergency," Glass said from Ecuador's National Crisis Room. The U.S. Geological Survey originally put the quake at a magnitude of 7.4, then raised it to 7.8. It had a depth of 19 kilometers. Dozens of aftershocks followed, one as strong as magnitude 5.5, and authorities urged residents to brace for even stronger ones in the coming hours and days. David Rothery, a professor of geosciences at the Open University northeast of London, said the quake was about six times as strong as the most powerful of two deadly earthquakes across the Pacific in the southernmost of Japan's four main islands. A magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck Thursday near Kumamoto, followed by a magnitude 7 earthquake just 28 hours later. The quakes have killed 41 people and injured about 1,500, flattened houses, and triggered major landslides. On Sunday, thousands of rescue workers searched a debris-strewn village in southern Japan for about a half dozen missing people as U.S. military aircraft rushed to join the relief mission. This article posted by Dolores Ochoa and Gonzalo Solano for the Associated Press in Pedernales, Ecuador. Solano contributed to this report from Quito, Ecuador. AP writers Joshua Goodman in Bogota, Colombia, and Danica Kirka in London contributed to this report.